The fall meeting of the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops closes today after 3 days of discussion and decision-making in Baltimore, Maryland. The bishops addressed a number of liturgical and administrative issues during the course of their sessions, though the dominant question facing the bishops was how to approach the incoming U.S. President Barack Obama, who is the first black president to be elected to the nation's highest office and arguably the most radically pro-abortion ever to attain the presidency. Chris Altieri has more.
In a statement approved by the whole body Wednesday, USCCB President Cardinal Francis George of Chicago said the bishops of the Catholic Church in the United States welcome this moment of historic transition and look forward to working with President-elect Obama for the common good of all. The statement went on to say the fundamental good is life itself and that a good state protects the lives of all. With regard to the legal protection of the unborn, writes Cardinal George, the bishops are of one mind with Catholics and others of goodwill. They are also pastors who have listened to women whose lives have been diminished because they believed they had no choice but to abort a baby. The statement goes on to say the recent election was principally decided out of concern for the economy. Cardinal George says if the election is misrepresented ideologically as a referendum on abortion, the unity desired by President-elect Obama and all Americans at this moment of crisis will be impossible to achieve.
The public conversation in the whole country changed in October with the economic collapse of so many institutions and the threat to people's economic future.
The bishop's final statement also went into specifics, discussing the so-called Freedom of Choice Act, which was introduced in the last Congress. Cardinal George said if reintroduced and passed as is, the bill would deprive the American people in all 50 states of the freedom they now have to enact modest restraints and regulations on the abortion industry, and even force all Americans into subsidizing and promoting abortion with their tax dollars. I'm Chris Altieri.